Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey, 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 and welcome to a new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that deserve to be heard. Coming up in the first hour, I have music on the way from Hole, Amal and the Sniffers, Kim Deal, The Breeders, Tune Yards, Tess Parks, Patti Smith, Kate Nash, and so much more. Coming up in the second hour, we do a tribute to Roberta Flack and much, much more. We are going to kick off the entire 2 hours, though, with a voice that is unique in the current indie folk rock scene. Right now, it is singer-songwriter May Powell, bringing her quirky folk rock here to Girly So Groovy.
Photo that Jonah sent when we were spiders building our tick, tick in my head. Do I really wish that I was dead? I'm coming back from all the things I said, and it's my birthday. Now I'm in the hospital again. This time I get through it with my friends that I met online. Yeah, they seem really cool, and I know that they like me. So crazy, so surreal. This year I promise to protect the way I feel. Yeah, I could really do with a little break, but that seems far away. Every day just starting with bad news. It's a battle with depression that I'll lose. Now I can't live that way, keep anxieties at bay with music.
Can drain me like a vampire. Leave me
Music right there from the Mercurial Montreal alternative singer-songwriter Candle with a K. We heard the song Vampire. That comes from her album Set the Fire. She's on Bandcamp, so I definitely recommend you checking out her catalog. She is a musician that changes things up depending on the album that she makes, whether it's a vintage kind of R&B soul sound that she does on Set the Fire, blues, a swamp blues on her album Holy Smoke, or trip hop on her latest album Danger to Dream. Like I say, Mercurial, just changing with the albums that she releases. Before Candle with a K, it is music from brash British singer-songwriter Kate Nash. She has been getting lots of love here on Girly So Groovy with her latest album, Nine Sad Symphonies. She released it last summer. We featured it numerous times here on the show, including the number two spot when we counted down the top 10 albums for 2024. It's an album inspired by vintage Hollywood musicals. And the irony to the album is, while it's called Nine Sad Symphonies, it's actually an album of 10 full songs. Kicking off the entire 2 hours here on the program, it's music from San Francisco indie folk musician May Powell with her song Light Beam. That's the opening song to May Powell's most recent album, Both Ways Brighter. Another album and musician that's been getting lots of Girly So Groovy radio love as of late is Toronto's very own Tess Parks. Her new album, Pomegranate, is just this atmospheric blend of indie rock up with updated psychedelic sounds. I just can't get enough of it. So we're going to feature it again here on the program right now. Music from Tess Parks here on Girly So Groovy.
Different here. Welcome to the Pagoda Palace of Answers. My name is Maurice. Don't listen, no. I'm so off of me, but the flower. I know sissy little platinum's coming in there. And I look at the inside of your temple. It's just like the inside of the brain of any one man. And you make things this. Will me shun me dimension me dimension.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. I'm your host, Trevor Klunder. Music right there from the now defunct Vancouver indie rock quintet, The Organ, reaching back to their 2008 final release, Thieves, an EP. We heard the song Fire in the Ocean. In the middle, it is an absolute icon who expands the possibilities of what rock and roll can do. I am talking about that fiercely illiterate punk rock hero, Patti Smith. With the song, Ain't It Strange, that is pulled from an album that I've not featured too often here on Girly So Groovy. Radio Ethiopia is the name of the album from Patti Smith. Before Patti Smith, we kicked that set off with new music from Tess Parks. The new album is called Pomegranate. We heard the song Charlie Potato from Tess Parks. Yes, Charlie Potato. You heard me right. Lots more music to get to in the next 30 minutes here on the show. I've got music coming up from Amel and the Sniffers, Hole, the Lunachicks, the Breeders, Tune Yards. But up next, it is Kim Deal. Kim Deal's longevity has allowed her to become an indie rock icon, best known for her work with the Breeders and the Pixies. It may have taken Kim Deal nearly 40 years to go solo, but it was well worth the wait. Her solo album, Nobody Loves You More, is her debut, standing out all on her own. It's an album she wrote and recorded over an entire decade. Even more reason I'm so glad it's in our hands now. Here's Kim Deal with probably my favorite song from the entire album, Crystal Breath, right now here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back. With the Breeders, you can never go wrong. What started out to be Kim Deal's Pixies side project, it quickly moved from off-kilter indie experimentalist to alternative pop hit makers. The Breeders right there with the song Bang On. That's from the 2008 album Mountain Battles. In the middle, it is a cover song done oh so well of the Breeders' hit Cannonball, but done by the quirky Oakland, California project Tune Yards, taking on the Breeders with the song Cannonball. That comes from the compilation album Bills and Aches and Blues. Speaking of Tune Yards, they just announced a brand new album. The new album is called Better Dreaming. It's coming out May 16th via 4AD Records. It is their first album in over 4 years. I cannot wait to get my hands on that album and share it with you here on Girly So Groovy. And then, of course, speaking of Kim Deal, we started that set with new music from her brand new solo album. It's her debut solo album. Think of how long of a career Kim Deal has had, nearly 4 decades. And it is the first album she released simply under her own name. We heard the song Crystal Breath from Nobody Loves You More. One band that released an album in 2024, but did not actually, if I remember, might have not found time to squeeze it into 2024, but we will definitely make room in 2025. The Melbourne, Australian, boisterous 1970s rock-inspired garage punk quartet, Amal and the Sniffers, they returned late last year with their third album, Cartoon Darkness. The band continues to deliver their signature sound, which is a muscular dose of raucous anger and attitude. Here is Amal and the Sniffers here on Girly So Groovy. We need anger and attitude right now, don't we? Amal and the Sniffers.
When you get down, you're a lit one. Run downtown. Traffic cops and coffee shops.
I said it at the start of the set, and I will say it again. Sometimes we just need those bands that light the fire of our anger and our attitude, our resistance and our perseverance. And that set definitely proved it. Music right there from a band that released new music this year that I've kept trying to find the right spot to bring them in, and I feel like this set was that spot. It's the ferocious and burning bright punk duo Lambrini Girls, hailing from Brighton, England, on their new album, Who Let the Dogs Out. They bring such smart punk lyrics to the album that are against all the wrong things in the world today. Songs that are speaking out against attacks on immigrants, songs about homophobia, what it means to be a woman in the world today, in the punk scene today. Lambrini Girls, again, is the name of the duo. Who Let the Dogs Out is the name of the album. And the song we heard is You're Not From Around Here. In the middle is a band that, when I think about the nearly 24 years Girly So Groovy has been on the radio, a band that I don't know if we have ever featured, even though they've been making music for nearly 40 years. It is music from the rowdy and irreverent punk rock, metal rock quintet, Lunachicks. We went all the way back to their 1990 album, Babysitters on Acid, for the song Sugar Love. And then starting that set off, Melbourne, Australia, boisterous garage punk quartet Amal and the Sniffers. Their new album is called Cartoon Darkness. We heard the song Big Dreams. I felt like Lunachicks was a perfect kind of anchor to that set, for the fact that the music that they were making nearly 40 years ago easily inspires modern day punk acts like Amal and the Sniffers and Lambrini Girls. Lots more music to get to in the second hour. Here is why I love Girly So Groovy, and hopefully you do too. We are not about any one genre, and this week, honey, we are genre hopping. You'll notice that in the second hour, as we do everything from R&B to folk to so much more. That's coming up in the second hour. But before we get to that, let me remind you that if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy, you can find us online. In fact, you can find the last 10 episodes of Girly So Groovy absolutely for free. All you have to do is go to the website called Mixcloud. Simply go to mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. Like I say, when you are there, you will find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy. That's 20 hours of Girly So Groovy, and all you have to do is listen at your leisure. Press play, press pause, come and go as you like. mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Let's continue with this rock energy though right now here on Girly So Groovy. Wrapping up the first hour, we turn to Toronto's very own instrumental surf rock band, the Surfragettes. Their latest album is called Easy As Pie. We're going to listen to the song Toasted Western, and sometimes I can be just so thick, I guess, for the fact that I never really paid attention. So the cover of the Surfragettes album is the band dressed as 1950s diner waitresses. The album is called Easy As Pie. I never really caught on that each and every song is titled around food. Easy As Pie, Toasted Western, Clam Chowder. They do a great cover of Spice Girls' Spice Up Your Life. In fact, we featured it when we did our cover show last year. Even that, I guess, spice. It's all about food. Chiffon Daydream, Instant Coffee, Lickety Split. But I caught on, and just that fact alone makes the album that much more dynamic. Imagine your favorite surf slinging waitresses serving up fresh out of the oven tracks versus diner goodies. So right now, here we go, wrapping up the first hour before we dive into the second. It is the Surfragettes from their album Easy As Pie with the song Toasted Western here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back.
word that gets used a lot at a radio station is the verb broadcast, as in to broadcast. Ever wonder about the past and future tenses of that word? Are you tempted to say, I broadcasted my show, or my show will be broadcasted? Well, actually, most standard English dictionaries say that the past and future tenses of the word broadcast are exactly that, broadcast, and not broadcasted. So, if in doubt, it's probably okay to say broadcasted, and there are a couple of dictionaries that allow for that, but you're probably safest saying, I have broadcast my show. You're listening to A Gramophone with Daniel Wolf.
So they tell me, I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it.
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF. To get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
KPP Concerts presents a stacked lineup of shows this winter in partnership with CFRC 101.9 FM, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local faves as well. On March 8th, Montreal punks The Anti-Queens hit the stage in celebration of International Women's Day. Then, on March 14th, don't miss Kingston's Good Times supergroup, Rocket Surgery. On March 16th, the Great Big C's Sean McCann hits the Spire, and the Mahones rage the stage on St. Patrick's Day. On March 20th, the Cancer Bats return to town, and on March 22nd, Canadian pop sensation and Queens alum Devin Cole puts on a show. And on March 29th, don't miss the sweet sounds of Dom Lewis. Unless noted, all KPP shows co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM take place at the Broom Factory. For full info and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Hey, this is Bishop Nehru. Shout out to CFRC and the Campus and Community Radio at Queen's University. Much love to everybody. Much love to all the Nehruvians listening. Peace.